absolute of ours to praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Revelation 14, verse 14. We are all reading to verse 19. We are reading. One go. I can't hear you. One go. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Amen. Oh, amen. He's talking about who? Jesus. Saw a vision about Jesus, and Jesus was sitting on the cloud like a throne, and he had a crown on his head like the king he is over the universe, and then he had a sickle in his hand. A sickle. How many of you know sickle? Had a sickle. A sickle is, if you have ever seen the Fulani guys harvesting grass for their sheep, that type of knife that is kind of curved. It's called a sickle. It's used for rice harvesting, to harvest rice a lot. Amen. Now go on. Verse 15. One go. Everybody read. One go. Crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Amen. Oh, amen. So there was a voice. That's why I told you from the beginning that in the spirit I hear a voice, a clarion call, a voice in the spirit that says that trust in. When we say trust in, trust in and harvest. The thing is ready. All you need is to just throw your cutlass and cut some. Harvest the souls. There are souls everywhere. Trust in your sickle. There was a voice that told the one who was holding the sickle. Who was the one holding the sickle? Yeah. That trust in and harvest, for the earth is what? Right. Go on. I can't hear you. One go. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. This is a prophecy about our end time. It's a prophecy. Now go on. Then another angel came out. So wait, when the first angel shouted trust in, who did the trusting? Jesus, the one seated on the throne in his glory, was still harvesting. Then another voice came. Read that one. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. And what happened? And another angel. This is the third personality. The second angel came, was holding another sickle. Then the third angel came, that second angel came to shout. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry unto him who had the sharp sickle. That is the angel. Say, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Tell somebody, the harvest is ripe. Trust in your sickle. Say, trust in your sickle. Rescue, I am also the angel of the church. Revelation chapter 2. He wrote to angels. They were the messengers of the church. I am the messenger to this church. I mean, I don't appear in your dreams, but I'm a messenger to this church. An angel is from the Greek word atelos. Atelos means messenger. Am I not a messenger? Don't I bring you message every week? Is it not my messages that have shaped you? Good. So I'm an angel over the church. Every pastor is an angel over his church. That's why Jesus wrote letters to the pastors over the churches. I know your works. I know what you are doing, how you are backslidden. They were angels. They were pastors over churches in Antioch. Amen. In Turkey. Sorry. Are you following what I'm saying? Beautiful. But I don't appear in dreams. Don't go and tell somebody that you're... When you see my face, it's the angel of the church that came, not me. Now, he says that the angel shouted, "What? Thrust in the sickle." Tonight, your own angel is shouting, "Thrust in there." This month of September, your own pastor is shouting, "What? Thrust in the sickle." It's a call unto evangelism. It's a call unto outreach. It's a call unto the salvation of the world. Hallelujah. Now, what is the meaning of harvest? Number one, write it down. What was he saying over there? What was he saying? I'm going to talk to you about four things that you should write down. Four things to note. Write down. Four things to note. Number one, harvest refers to souls that must be saved. Harvest refers to souls that must be saved. Just as crops are reaped, souls must also be saved. Just as crops are harvested or reaped, souls must also be reaped or saved. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 37. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 37. But when he saw the multitudes, now take note of what he saw. He saw the multitudes, that he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then verse 37, then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." Now, who did he see before he said the harvest is plenty? Which plenty things did he see? He saw the multitudes. So over here, Jesus calls the multitude, the plenty people he saw, he calls them what? The harvest. So the harvest refers to souls, multitudes that are on their way to hell. That are on their way to hell. When you use the Bible stretch, that's where I use all the other time. Friday night, you will see multitudes clapping, drinking, chilling around Julicat area there, from spot to spot, Dansuma save, from dancing to dancing. They must save, dancing to dancing. Multitudes. When they do this, their festival, something they've been doing last week, traffic. In fact, you have to park your car, because when they are going like that with their motorbikes and you can't even make a mistake and knock somebody down. They will kill you. Many multitudes. They block the whole road. When Jesus saw the multitudes, some of you, when you see that, like, "Oh, Kawin Kamisheho," you are not serious. When Jesus saw the multitudes, his heart was moved. And he said, "These are harvests. This one is a harvest that is ready for harvesting. That is ready for harvesting." When you see the sinners out there, what do you see? When you see people come to your shop, what do you see? When you see people on the road, who do you see? What do you see? When you see people who are living all kinds of life, what do you see? When Jesus saw the multitudes, he saw harvest. From today, when you see the multitudes, may you also see harvest. I said, may you also see harvest. When people WhatsApp you, when you go to your phone, from A to Z, from letter A, some of you have over almost 1,000 contacts. Some of you, your SIM has even been full. Like, it's full. Amen. Because of the contacts you have, they are called harvest. We say, oh, bring Jesus a soul. You say, where am I going to get the souls? The souls are the people on your phone. The souls are the people on your stretch. The souls are the people who come to buy from you daily. That is your own mission field. When the whites came here, you heard what they said. They said, you don't just need to be on the ship before you do missions. Where you work is a mission field. The men that come to you is a mission field. The women that buy from you is a mission field. You are a missionary in your own office. You are a missionary in your own school. You are a missionary in your own family. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he said, the harvest is plenteous. There is nothing like I can't find anybody to come to church. Say at all. Tell the one by you, at all. There is nothing like minyo bia, elder minyo bia. What do you mean? The multitudes out there just walk through the window and see. When you are going to church, don't you meet them? Keep fitting. Don't you meet them in the cars? Don't you meet them on their way to work? Don't you meet some of them washing, right? In fact, when you are going to fetch water, don't you meet them washing? Sunday morning, when you are coming to church, don't you see some of them going to the pool party? Going to swim? Going to play long tennis? Don't you see some of them going to just relax their body and take some chill to something? They are called the multitudes. They are called harvest. And listen to me. May you begin to see like Jesus sees. Because all too soon, we are beginning to see like the world. Jesus and the disciples saw the same thing. But their interpretation of what they saw was different. The disciples were blocking other people from accessing Jesus. Like bodyguards and security protecting their master. But Jesus was seeing potential souls. Jesus was seeing them harvest. When you see them, what do you see? When they sit by you in the car, what do you see? When you join that bus, what do you see? When you get to the market square, what do you see? When that gentleman is chatting with you in the office, what do you see? When you go on the lunch break, what do you see? Bible says, let this mind be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. May you begin to see like Jesus sees. You are not here at all. I said, may you begin to see like Jesus sees. You see, that is where you will be able to win more people for the Lord. The problem is that you don't see well. Your spectacles has problem. Defect in it. You don't see well. Because what you can't see, you can't seize. There are many opportunities that God gives you each day. In your work, in your car, in your office, in your school, in your shop, in your class. Many opportunities. People come to you with football news. People come to you coming to run you. People come to you coming to take money from you. People come to you with all type of subjects, movie discussions and other things. It's an opportunity for you to seize it. But what you can't see, you cannot seize. The pastor, who am I bringing to church? What a question. Who are you bringing to church? Is that a question you are really asking Jesus? Is that a question you are really asking your pastor or your elder? How many people did you talk with today? Can you count? How many people said good morning to you? Can you count? How many people did you say hello to today? I mean only today. Can you count? Why do you then ask that, who am I bringing? I don't have anybody. When he saw the multitudes, he said, the harvest, the harvest. So the harvest represents what? The souls. The harvest represents the many people out there who have surrounded you. Who are on your phone? Who are in your house? Who are in your office? Who are in your class? In your school? Who are on your compound? Who you transact business with? You as I'm saying, just imagine the number of people like that in your circle. There are many. There are many. If you were to be bringing all, if you were taking your chance, if you were taking your chance, if you were taking your chances. All the chances that God gave you on daily basis to save people, if you were taking your chances, I am sure that by now you will not recall less than 100 souls in this church. You alone will not recall less than 100 souls. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number two. He said the harvest refers to the end of the world or the end of the time. When we talk about the harvest, we are talking about the end of this world. It's one of the ways that Jesus calls the end of the world. He calls it the harvest. That's why some people make it harvest time. The end of the world. The end of the time where God is going to separate the good from the bad. The goat and the sheep will be separated. I pray that you will not be in the wrong association. You didn't hear me. I said, when that thing happens, I pray you will not be in the wrong circle. You will not be in the wrong group. Because Bible says that that judgment shall start from the church. It shall start from the church. He said, two people shall be in the church. One will be picked and one will be dropped. That means that as we are seated here, 50% of us may be in the sheep category and 50% of us may be in the goat category. Which one you are is best known by you. Are you following what I'm saying? Help us, Lord. Matthew 13, verse 39. Matthew 13, verse 39. Over here, Jesus was explaining the parable. Do you remember the parable that somebody went to sow, and then when all men slept, then another came to sow tares? Yeah. Instead of the wheat, another came to sow tares. And Jesus was explaining the parable. And then he told them this. He said, the enemy who came to sow is the devil. But the harvest is the end of the age, the end of the time. So what is the harvest? The end of the time. Say the harvest is the end of the time. It is the time where God will separate his children from the children of the devil. Listen, there are people who are called the children of the devil. We don't say sorry to say it. It is a reality. Is it that you are a child of God or you are a child of the devil? The trouble is that there are children of the devil that are in the house of God. The fact that you are watching TV in my house does not mean you are my legitimate child. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are living in a garage, are you a car? If you are sleeping in a garage, does that make you a car? Is it everyone who stays in the palace who is a royal? Some of them are slaves. They are even more than the royals. So there are some of the children of the devil who are seated right by you in church. Some of them are even holding microphones. Oh yeah. I told you that I don't say sorry to say the truth. Ask the one by you, where do you belong? It's a question you need to think about. Where do you belong? The fact that you are mingling with us, you may have your own purpose for being here. Many people came to the church for different reasons. So don't deceive yourself to think that because you are wearing rescue t-shirt, you are saved. At all. Pastors, don't be deceived. That because they are sharing the rescue benediction with you, they are saved. And don't be deceived either that because you are leading the service, you are saved. It says that, and I shall say unto them, get thee behind, I don't know. You workers of iniquity, children of the devil, but with microphone. May you escape that category in the name of Jesus. I said, may you escape that group in the name of Jesus. Listen to me carefully. Don't deceive yourself that because you are a shepherd, because you are in this church, because you are seated here, you are on your way to heaven. Don't deceive yourself. Let me be careful to warn you. Because you are not a royal simply because you are in the palace. When I was young, there were days that I slept in kiosks because I wanted to pray. And what was kept in the kiosk was rice, garri, beans, That was what was packed into that kiosk. And I joined the goose. Did that make me Gary? Did that make me beans? But it is a store for Gary. It's a store for beans. The fact that you have joined us does not mean you are one of us. Are you pondering over what I'm saying? So as I'm speaking, you check yourself. Where do I belong? Am I here for money? Am I here for promotion? Am I here for just blessings? Am I here for a marriage connection? Is it because I'm interested in a certain guy? Is it because I'm interested in a certain lady? Am I here just because I'm looking for something? Or the one who employs me comes to this church and he says I should come to this church, otherwise I will not get a job. Many people are here for different reasons. Some are here because of association, so that when they are having a program, they will get a group to follow them. Oh yeah. One woman met me and they asked me, when I come to your church, I hope that when I have funeral, like they will come. Oh yeah. So for her, her reason for coming to church is for welfare. That she will have people to follow her. So if such a person thinks that she is here because of the love of Christ, it's a swerve. So I cannot count the number of my members and then say that I'm sending 200 people to heaven. I cannot say that on authority. I only plead with God that I can even get the 30. That I can even get 30. Out of the 200, I'll just beg God, if I can even get the 30. Yeah. That's why I'm not surprised when I hear things. Do you know what your son has done? Do you know what your daughter has done? Do you know what your leader has done? Do you know what that pastor has done? It's no more shocking news for me, because not all of us are who we claim we are. And when the harvest is ripe, he will separate. That's why when the servants came to me, they said that we are going to cut the wheat, the tares, the rubbish. What did he tell them? He said, wait. Wait for the harvest. Wait for the day of the harvest. Otherwise, in removing the wrong, you may affect a good person. You may touch a good person. But on the day of the harvest, then there will be a proper separation. Ah, I pray for 100 people here that your stress in church will never be in vain. Come on, if you say amen, it will help you. I said your stress in this ministry will never be in vain. The hours of prayer will never be in vain. The days of fasting will never be in vain. The sacrifices and the offerings will never be in vain. On that day of accountability, may you not be forgotten. May you not be missing in action. Say, help me, Lord. Say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. As a preacher, help me, Lord. As a listener, help us, Lord. Help us. That is also what the meaning. That's also the meaning of harvest. It refers to the end of the world, where there will be a separation. Where there will be a separation. He said, the Son of Man will send out his angels to gather to the left and to the right. And they will cast the weeds into the burning furnace. They will cast the wind, the weeds, the bad ones, into the burning furnace of fire. Tell somebody by you, there is a place called furnace of fire. Do you know what a furnace is? The best thing I can compare to is where they refine gold. A refinery. Where they process gold. Because they need the highest intensity of fire to bring out the purity of the gold. So the best place I can compare it to, it's not your coal pot fire. Your coal pot fire cannot bring out gold. It cannot bring out the beauty of gold. It's too low. That thing that touches your leg and you are running all around in your kitchen. Tell somebody it's too low. That fire is too low. Say Jana, who knew Janina Kakra Huri? Huri Kawa. It's too low. Eh? Yeah, the gold too much. Gold in the end, you're bright. It's too low. There is a proper finance. Proper finance. Where they pump the fire. Well, to refine. And the Bible says that those who are not part of us, they are going to be put there. Where are you going to be? Are you going to find yourself there, even though you are an usher in the church? Are you going to find yourself, even though you are a pastor? Even though you are an apostle? Even though you are a prophet? Even though you are a key member of the church? You lead groups and ministrations and whatever. There's a place called fire. Listen to me. Don't let anyone deceive you that there is no place called fire. Don't let anybody mess up your mind with their fake theology. That heaven is in your heart. Nonsense. If heaven is in your heart, Jesus will not say, I'm going to my father, that I'll come back. If heaven is in your heart, Jesus would have disappeared in their midst and entered into their heart. But they were watching him as he was going. As he was talking with them, and as he was going, until Bible says that the cloud receive him. Is the cloud your heart? What a nonsensical theology is that? Is the cloud your heart? Did he enter into you, or he entered into the heaven? Bible says, and two angels appeared to them and told them that, what are you looking for? The one you are watching is gone. The same way you saw him go is the same way he will come. You be there, be joking. You think we are doing association here? If you're looking for association, go to Yesumo Sunday. I'll show you. One is on the top here. 5 p.m. Come, I'll take you there, register you. They'll give you rice. They'll give you chancing set for marriage. You think that's why we are here? I am here. Sorry. That's why you were coming to church. That's why you were coming to church. Me babe, Obi, I wish him a page in his own. At that year, you think we are here because of your birthday? Tell somebody, and you're back on your bed, you're how? And you're back on a bema go. I don't see Obi, I'm free. One out with you. Sorry, me back, Obi, I'm free. We are communication center. Is it by force? Obi, go on, free. No, let's be serious. Let's be serious. That is the reason why a lot of us are in church, but will not make it. The reason is God. The reason why we are here is different. And nobody knows, not even the pastor. The pastor is even congratulating us. Welcome, Sister Susu and so. But we are not here for Christ. Bible says that, and when they entered into the pen, they saw Jesus and the mother. Who do you see first? They didn't see the mother in Jesus. Jesus was a little baby in that thing, lying where the animals were eating. But when they entered, they didn't see Joseph, who was so gigantic. They didn't see Mary, who was so huge. They saw the baby. When you come to church, who do you see? You came to look for the pastor and mark his grammar. Because you are headmaster. Who did you come to see? That sister. So when that sister is not in church, you don't come to church. When that brother is not in church, you don't come. Because you came here, Alomo Jata. You came here to do Alomo Jata. You better relocate to another church. Tell somebody, we are here for business. We are here for support. We want to go to heaven. There's a place. Listen to me. Whether they play games and they explain to you, hell. Hell is, Hades is the Greek word that means Hades. Hades means grave. And they talk blah, 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 blah. I don't care about the name you give, whatever. Bible says there's a place called burning furnace. If you like, call it hell. If you like, don't call it hell. If you like, call it grave.
Me, Prince, Pa, I don't want to go there.
If I call it heaven, once I know that there's fire in heaven, God should take it. I won't go. So stop playing theology and the Greek work for it. You will perish with your Greek and your Hebrew. There is a place called burning furnace. Jesus himself spoke about it more than anybody. He said it is better to escape it with one eye than to go there with two eyes. Another time, he said, it is better to escape it with one leg than to go there with two leg. Another time, it is better to escape it with one arm. Jesus kept warning us that there is a place where the fire doesn't die. We didn't be arguing about Hades and arguing about grave. Let the Jehovah's Witnesses confuse you. He said, they will be cast into the furnace of fire. And there will be wailing, and there will be what? Gnashing of teeth. Ask the one by, do you have a room there? Oshebe, ask. Do you have a room there? Osabo, do you have some temple hall there? That's your fellow instrumentalist. Do you have a room there? Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. Go there. Read from verse 12 to verse 15. So that you joke with what I'm saying. You just joke. Follow the Jehovah's Witnesses and joke. And joke. Follow preachers who are falling. Who are living in sin. And now they are teaching that there is no hell. And heaven is in your heart. And hell is just an expression. Hell is an expression. What is that? God doesn't stay in Tadi for him to parade Max people to play on the street. I hear what I'm saying. Kakamotobi, God, heaven is not tardy. It's not takradi. Now, you concert. I hear what I'm saying. You think some of us would have been doing what we are doing? If there is no heaven, there is no hell. Think some of us would have been doing what we don't know where to get money. You like money more than me. Like money more than me. Amen. Everybody read. Start from verse 12 so that they will know the people that will be put here. Everybody read. If you are not reading, you are the one. Read and don't sleep. Some of you, when I look at your eyes looking like. Read, one, go. He saw there. Okay. Now, how many of you here, you will not die? How many of you here, you will never die? If you are fortunate, then maybe Jesus will meet you, rapture. Aside that, Bible says it is appointed for everyone to die once. No, you are not the one to change it. You are not the one. So he's reading about all of us, our future. Some of us is our immediate future. Because some of us, we may have 5 years more. Nobody knew that Mary Rejoice had 1 year by the time she was with us. Nobody, if I knew it, I would have given her personal attention, personal counsel, personal, like I'll do everything personal for her. Like, I'll make her happy. If I knew that she was going to leave us. So as we're sitting here, some of us, we have 10 years. Some 20. Some maybe 1 year. Some maybe 2 years. We are praying against the devil, but we don't know. I hear what we are saying. And if you die, does not mean we lock the church. We only bring your poster here and we still do church. Haven't you seen church, then poster, then they are doing church? Who died in Catholic that they locked the church? Who died in Methodist and they locked the church? Even if the pastor dies, assistant pastor will take mic. What do you mean? So you'll be there and then think that you can never die. No demon can kill me. But I can die when the time is up. When my time is not up, then no demon can kill me. You too, when your time is not up, no demon can kill you. Say an amen. But the issue is that you don't know when your time will be up. Jesus upon all his anointing, he died just 33 years. Some of you deduct your age from 33. Age of winning. Collins, I can't say one bishop. Till age 33, I can't say. Kakrebi, what's me more age? What's me more age? What's me more age? I can't say two, and I won. I can't fight. It's a cow 5 years into Abra Papa baby boy bosses here. Because who nim say yes or anointing in an old me quarter the trea. That's just a who nim the bitty matto. Because I can't bear 2 months. Because I entered the trail already. Next year. Hey, or pre 1 year or pre hour. I said, as a high die or pre 1 year advance. Hey. Yeah, that means I'm a chairman and I'm a 1 year allowance. Some of you have crossed in and I'm a 1 year. So there you are at the same only years to prepare. See me make up prepare now. Nobody will die here until your time is up. Clap your 2 hands for them. But I will deceive you if I tell you that Christians can't die early. Because the one who brought Christianity died early. The apostles, they died at young age. They killed all of them. You think they lived up to it? Was only one called John. He got gray hair. None of them got gray hair. And the one called John, he got gray hair because he brought the book of Revelations. He needed to write these things. He needed to see these things and write. He lived up to 100 years. Yet, she no. I want to say, in Sunani Panenchi. When you go to Sunni Echo, and no, we don't care. You should have chosen them. When you go to Sunni Echo. Amen. So, read it. So, the scripture we are reading is about, you see, I love what I saw when I entered into, is that Udome? Udome is the one at Kaneshi. When you are entering, they are reading something. What? We were, oh, Makabada Bahash. You see, as I'm reading this scripture, me, I'm not there, I'm not there now. They all said that before. They all said that. Me, who, that, your 2 years and Kazoko. Your 2 me will know Kobizan baby. And I saw the dead. Everybody read it. You think there's no place called fire? You are joking. One go. See, change the verses so that they understand the small and small and great means in Kolan and Pinifor. It will be a hobby with a collar, who will be with so penny, young and old. Small and great. Go back to the New King James and go on. Go on. New King James and go on. Let's all read. And books were open. What were open? Not one book. Books. Books. Not one book. Why do they need books? Because the things you have done is many. You know my why is we are sitting through life. You know my why is I don't want by you know my why and who is how can one book contain you? Just 2024, Undru baby, are you September? It's a normal why. It's in Yami, I any books are. Udika. Books were open. And what happened when the books were open? And another book was open. You see, so there are books your works and the thing that you did, when they said things that you did will follow you, they are recorded ahead. Before you get there, they know your CV. Nobody go to interview to go and hand over CV. Do we hand over CV at the interview? Your CV goes ahead of you before you get there. So by the time you get there, they know what they are judging you on. Some of you, the CV you have written these 25 years of your life, if I were you, I would just change location. I'll just say I won't go there because the CV waiting for you, eh? And another book. Another book. And what is that book? Which is the book of life. So you see, the book of life is a different book. And the other books. So the book of life, you know, that is like when a teacher marks, he has a book where all the rough work, like individual assessment, before he has where the final records, this one is the first, second. So there is a book for your works and there's a book for those who made it. So if you argue with the book of life, then they will now open your workings. Your mouth mark now on the script, no, workings, no. So when they open the book of life, they are mentioning something. Then they mention Kofi something. Then they mention Ajua something. When they mention like that and they don't mention your name, maybe you are going to call, your name is not there. If your name doesn't come like these people's name have come, and you say you don't understand, you petition heaven. When you petition heaven, then they'll go and bring the books. Then they will take. When you were in your mother's womb to 1 year, what you did. When you were 1 year to 2 years, that's the second book. So if you live like 100 years, 100 books can be there for you, waiting for you. All the lies, all the stealing, all the cheating, all the fornication, all the evil thoughts that you didn't even get the chance to implement and it hurts you, you didn't get the chance. In your heart, you have done it. What did Jesus say? Whoever looks upon a woman and desires, he has already done it. So some of you have impregnated people in the spirit. Some of you have not just impregnated, but you have like 5 children with a stranger. Because you have given birth for it. You've lasted after somebody in your office. She said, only piano will last it. It's all no now. Whoa, watch it come in and an account. That is it. Another book was opened. And the dead were judged. Now read. I will not interrupt you. Finish it. One, go. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. So don't say that I'm making it look funny, but what I'm saying is there. The things you did, they are in the books, recorded with your name, everything. Next, the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Now, is it true that some people are dead in the sea? Yes. But people were thrown into the sea so that their bodies would not be found. Up to today, Ghanaians are still looking for Castro's body. True or not true? Up to today, they're still looking for his body. Some people say they met him somewhere. Some people say he has appeared. Up to today, those who said they met him, they couldn't take a photograph of him. Those who said nobody can find him. There is a day we will see him. That's this day. He will be in the queue. He will come. Because the sea cannot hold him. The sea will give up. The sea will say, time is up. Oh yeah. Your tenancy agreement expires. Go and face your maker. One day you will face your maker. One day. The way you think you are helping Pastor Prince build church. a mobile. You should rather thank me that I didn't go to Takrad and I came here.
You rather thank me and thank God I didn't go to Canada and I came here. You are not helping me. I've given you an opportunity of a lifetime. An opportunity to escape this thing. Now, some of you, for once, your names have entered into some books that you want to sow, that you are a shepherd. If not for me coming here, many churches try to make you spiritual. You never agreed. Many pastors preach to you. You turn deaf ears. How many times didn't your mother force you to that church you people were? Until you step there, then all of a sudden it's like you like church. Anna. Then you say that you are helping me. I'm rather helping you. Or if you're clapping, do that better. Tell somebody, pastor is helping you. Like, it's helping you. This church is helping you. How many of you have prayed lunch hour prayer before? Like lunch hour. Work with Juma and then you are praying lunch hour. If not this church that made you pray lunch hour. For some of you, have never been serious with God until you stepped in this church. And you don't need to argue with God. Knows it. You yourself, you know it. And it's a good thing. God, that's the reason for this church. But what I'm saying is that never think that you are helping us. Never think that it's like we are using you to build church. Who told you? I've never built church before and I can never build a church. The builder of all rescue churches is who? Come on. So I will not use you to build a church. I'm rather giving you an opportunity to have your names written in certain books. Written in certain books. Because else your name will never have appeared there. If you were still in that church, who? Ask yourself, what time do you arrive in church and what time do you leave? What were you doing in that church? You were just warming chair. Also, today, even when church closes, you are still in church. Today, God can look down from heaven. 3 o'clock, He will still see you holding hands, praying in church. It's like, wow. Some of you, your family members have even nicknamed you Sunday to Sunday. Some of you have nicknamed you Sofu Mami. But you never got that accolade when you were in another church. Your works are being written in books. Blessed are you. I said, blessed are you. I said, blessed are you. For once, you are dancing for God. You used to dance behind speakers. A speaker like this. They used to fix a speaker like this in your area. In your area. And you don't dance in the middle. You always dance here. You always dance here. Two boys. One is in front of you. One is behind you. That's where you dance. In the dark. Because in the center there is light. You don't like that. You like the dark. Benedicta, are you listening to me? Eh? You never did some, man. She says she never did some. Should we bring the book? Let me call heaven. Let me call heaven. I know Gabriel's number. I know Gabriel's number. I'll order for her book. Oh, they should just take a screenshot and WhatsApp it to us. What about our day? Our day dance. The charms. What about the fanfare at National Theater? Yes. Intercore. Some of you don't go to do any sports. Your own sporting activity is very unique. Amen. The sea gave up the dead who were in it. And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. So the grave brought out, the sea brought out, and they were what? Judged. So whether you received a befitting burial or your body was not sin because sharks ate your body, you will still resurrect. You will still appear for judgment. Because your spirit was not chewed, it was your body. And your body returned to the soil. Period. But your spirit and your soul will come for judgment. Amen. Verse 14. Everybody read it. Get up and stand on your feet. I'm closing. Read it. Everyone. One, go. Some are not reading. Stop. Pause. This is rescue. If you want to know what has brought us this far, such teachings, not I receive it. This is rescue. Go and ask about us. We didn't know anything like pray for marriage. And then yeah, vampire warrior. And he said, sorry, ne kamu emu nye de because bibia ye this and yamia mao say. This and yamia mao say and sana we niache. Those days, you know, ye kochia cram ye ba ni niachi. And we're so happy. We didn't know anything about marriage, beloved, and those things. And they are saying, your prayer meeting, I said, those days, Jesus, you're a vampire, my different countries. Yeah, yet Ghana, yeah, who airport that? It's supposed to be a vampire, my China. You're a vampire, my. Do you remember those days? And we don't even have visa, we don't even have passport. Today, people have come from different worlds, different parts of the world to come to our church. We were praying for them. Today, when we gather, like this evening, the prayers we have prayed. Some of you say that, how was service today? Oh, and then mom, sorry, and then the leaders, sorry, to conclude. Jesus, my ear receive it, then people will fall. And witches will be talking. Come and see my pastor. Maybe pastor, no, hey, shake it. And then I just said, They were young people, secondary school, and he's married now, his firstborn is in the stomach coming. Comfort or whatever. She was in, you were in class 6 or 5. Where were you? Class 5. Come, pass here. When I started in Odoko as a fellowship pastor teaching children, she was in class 5. This girl. Class 5. Today, look at her. Class 5. Then she'll be following me. Then I'll take them. We have pictures of all that. You see them preaching in the market square. Small children. Today, when I ask her to pray right now, she won't pray for her soul. She'll start praying, Lord, let my beloved marry. If my beloved doesn't want to marry me, change my beloved. The kind of prayers she'll be praying. She will not remember to pray for the things I taught her to be praying. I should pray for a job, but by this time she's looking for a job in somewhere. I'm trying to make you understand that what brought us this far, we have sacrificed so that we will be liked by other people. Like people will like rescue Jehovah. Thank God for the prayers we pray. You came for 40 days, you saw it. Thank God for prophecy, we prophesy. Thank God for all those things. But I want you to understand that if we do all these things and you still manage to enter into hell, then vain is all our efforts. Vain. What is the profit of bringing you out of the world and only carrying you to hell? I brought you from the world. I told you to break up with your beloved, like Vera. Vera like this. I caught her with her beloved. Omo pon komo. Pon komo wo. Kwan bi so. Me cop fellowship. Me wun so no so. Wo ebi a choking wo kwan. Secondary school. Wo ebi secondary school. Aba fresh. Now wo ebi. Am I lying? Omo pon komo. Me try and see. He abo flower. And I shall say that I mean you soon. In a foolish way, be a saying in life. Then I said, no, this girl, I have to pull this girl. But she was never coming to our place. She always sees her, then she wave at us. Never. Okay, she's on her SDN. Me, John was a sorry now. And I will fall with the member five. True best share because of moon. Yeah. True me. Father one. Say, thank God for the church. Thank God. Thank God for rescue. Then I called her. I said, listen, I want you to come. Come to fellowship. Then she came. I said, don't talk to that boy again. Then she said, yes. And truly, she stopped. The boy chased the heart to her. The boy said it to his born again.
Well, Miguel, I miss my sister, Mama. Just day. What I said. Sit down.
Today she's married to a pastor. Yeah. Married to a pastor. So I'm telling you that, listen. Now, still, yet we're hell. We brought you from the world and still led you to hell. Because we didn't teach you the things that we are supposed to teach you. We didn't coach you. We didn't help you. We only asked you to leave the world and come. And you came. And you came to continue the same foolishness in the church. Same bad behavior. You still came to continue it in the church. Moving from girl to girl, everybody see this girl. My girl, so I come out. Sit down. I think she went to so or speak. Fine. See this one. Say went to so. Running in here. Fine. But they said, "Nanan tuna." You have left the world, though. Anka yenin say, "Namiyajio yeniyaji." But then you came to the church and you want to do the same thing. I am telling you that before you bring the people for me to preach to them, I'm preaching to you. I am saying that you yourself, hell is waiting for you if you don't change. You think I'm coming to preach to your souls? I'm preaching to you that you yourself must secure. Don't just need to say something. We say what? You must first be saved before you get others what? Saved. Your salvation is what? Where is coming? Where is coming? Is he around? Come and say it then.
First and others are second.
What class were you when I met you?
Class 4. And as well as you yourself, you are not.
You can't say this is what I taught the children. You come. As for this girl there, she was meh. Today she is tall. She was in here. Around that time she was like Namiche. Or even Namiche should be. She was like Namiye. She was like Namiye. How many of you know Namiye? Tina's Namiye. That was this girl when I was with her. He used to carry her to the top. Today she's dancing for me. Say, because I've been the members who didn't bring my brain. May you escape hell in the name of Jesus. May you not be in church and still be prepared for hell in the name of Jesus. May the devil not catch up with you in the church in the name of Jesus. May your bad character never follow you into the new life in the church in the name of Jesus. Rise up to your feet. He said that, and death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Then verse 15, the last one. And anyone, now read it, one go. Those from the back, I didn't see you, one go. Anyone not seen written in the book of life, whether it's a rescue member, Methodist, Presby, Mozambique, Cristo, wherever you come from, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will be thrown to a place called Lake of Fire. And it is the second death. Lake of Fire. Lake of Fire. He didn't say hell or whatever. It's Lake of Fire. So you can give it any name you feel comfortable. I don't want to go to that place. Tell yourself, I will not go to that place. Tell yourself, I will not go to that place. I will not waste all my time with God and go to that place. I will not be a signboard directing people, preaching, Pastor Priso, my name and my picture everywhere. And then when you came, I'm the one holding the key in hell. Tofiakwa. But it's possible. So this month, may you amend your ways. May you change certain things. May you own up and say, Lord, my behavior in the world has caught up with me in church. I am lying like I used to. I've started sleeping around like I used to. I've started lying like I used to. I'm fighting like I used to. My weakness has caught up with me. Help me, Lord. If you can confess your sins and forsake, He says He will have mercy upon you. Your salvation is first and others second. If you are not saved, you can't get others saved. I want to lead you to make things like God. From this week, we are inviting people to church. We are preaching, inviting our friends, inviting people. And they are going to be saved, but you must not go to hell after they are saved. I just hear in my spirit that I should make somebody read it. Somebody is arguing with his mind whether he's part of those I say are going to hell. So the Holy Spirit just told me that, read it. Afterwards, we share the grace. Don't ask anybody question. That is it you or not. One go. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, that is witches, idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second. This is another scripture. Change the version. But, everybody read. But for the rest, feckless, faithless, degenerate people are those who are masturbating, who are sleeping with women to woman, man to woman. They have degenerated. Nami bo musi bo muso omuno mum be oman degenerate. Imbe mo de mua neda. All those people they under degenerate. So shehana oye lesbian, you are here. Oye homosexual, you are here. Oye pornography, masturbation, udine oho no ye oye degenerate. Murderess. Uwe bufua oye medra. I hope you know that. Okoko hawa oye medra. Se unim sa. And I win him. Okuku hawa, uye medra. Sana Bible fell. Go and read Matthew chapter 5. We won't baby Sammy. Actually, Matthew chapter 5. Bible says, Ubufu, Ubi, Utiso, Udini, Uni, Medra, Pepe. So you have anger. Okuku, yeah. Uni, Medra. Sex peddlers. Mwamu, pe sex. Mwari, only lines, Suchika. Sorceress. Omuya beifu o how to o say o de bois society. Idolaters abosomfo ye kohwehwem obi ewu ye kohwehwem ye wi amade me kohwehwem bosomfo and all liars e ho de men koho. Lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.